I've got another story on global warming. Now, if the world's going to warm up, then it's quite obvious the sea's going to rise. As the water warms up, it expands, it takes up more space, so the seas are going to get higher. And as ice on continents melts, it's going to dump more water into the ocean, again, making them higher. Now, many models predict the melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet, which is a big ice sheet on the sort of pointy bit of Antarctica, which sticks up north. And this is predicted to produce about a 5-metre rise in sea levels. But researchers from the University of Toronto have noticed these models haven't taken something quite important into account. This is gravity. Everything with mass attracts everything else with mass. So they're all pulling each other. That's how planets orbit stars, etc., etc. So the 22 million billion tons of ice in this ice sheet are going to be attracting the seawater around them. So this sort of forms a bulge and pulls the seawater around it. So when the ice sheet melts, you not only get all that water pouring out everywhere, but that bulge, there's less ice pulling all the water, all the seawater towards it. So the bulge is going to drop as well.
So what sort of difference will that translate into? Is this a trivial effect, or is that a lot of water that's being locked away by gravity as well as ice?
Well, sort of, I think overall over the whole Earth, that's probably going to, on average, produce that 0.5-metre effect. But it's also going to have another effect, which is you're moving a whole lot of mass, which is off-centre on one side of the Earth, and the Earth is a gyroscope. And when you do that, you can actually move the axis of rotation of the Earth.
So you'll adjust how the Earth is spinning?
Yeah.
What will that do to the distribution of land and water on Earth?
This means that the water's going to get more deeper in some places. So places like North America, it's going to get extra deep, so it's going to rise another 1.5 metres on top of the 5 metres, so 6.5 metres. Whereas places like around Antarctica, where this boulder's dropping away, and it's almost going to fall. It's only going to rise a little bit, far less than you'd have expected.
It's amazing to think that we didn't think of that, though, isn't it? Because people have even used the same phenomenon to explain Mars, because on Mars you can see these ancient tide marks going back 4 billion years or so, and they show huge tides on Mars, but they're also in the wrong place to a certain extent. And scientists realise that the huge mass of Olympus Mons, the biggest volcano in the solar system, which is on Mars, had caused the planet to change its axis of rotation very slightly, and thus pulling the crust all in one direction and making these tides appear much higher than they originally were. This is the sort of same phenomenon, but because it's close to home, I guess we totally overlooked it.
And the other thing is, it's probably a much smaller effect than Olympus Mons, but because the oceans are 5,000 metres deep, you only need a sort of 1 part in 1,000, 1 part in 10,000 effect to have a notable effect for us living right on the coast.
What about this part of the world and East Anglia? We're already just about above sea level. The Netherlands, the same story. Will they be impacted?
Around here, they reckoned it was probably maybe only about a tenth of a metre on top of... I mean, the 5 metres is a big problem. It might be a little bit more, but we're probably, from this effect, not doing too badly.